T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Looky there, we got 7 minutes past 6 o'clock here, and the rush hour ought to be pretty much under control, but just in case, stay tuned right here to 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. We'd love to hear from you. And our Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, 71307. We've been talking about the death penalty, and in particular, South Carolina's plight. Governor McMaster says they can't execute a guy who was a convicted cop killer because they ran out of the kill juice that is specified by the law. The answer, I think, is obvious, at least in the future. Change the law. Stop putting yourself hostage to every limp-wristed pharmaceutical company that will not sell poisons to states that are executing people. What are they making this stuff for in the first place? Then go with something simpler in that regard. Now, I would not go as far as one texter here who said, people sentenced to death typically spend 20 years on death row at taxpayers' expense. I say escort them out of the courtroom and execute them immediately by whatever means available. They deserve no sympathy or any concern for their comfort. True, they do not deserve sympathy, and they do not deserve concern for their comfort. However, I do favor some level of the appeals process. Now, a previous texter, I think, had that in pretty good perspective, stating that we should give them, I think he said, one appeal. I could go with two appeals, and you get 2 years to use them. Even three, say three appeals in 2 years. That's plenty. There is no level of judicial misconduct that cannot possibly be covered by three appeals over 2 years. Anything beyond that, you are just talking about people who are playing stupid lawyer games. Okay, here. Now then, another texter at the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. As pro-death penalty as I am, these are still human beings created in God's own image. You don't make a public spectacle of their deaths. Okay, what about that? I confess that I am not terribly concerned one way or the other about making a public spectacle of their deaths. Frankly, if it raised some money, I could see that as a positive. On the other hand, I would not want to turn us into the Roman Colosseum, in which we get to watch the Christians and the Lions, the Christians being, of course, a 30-point underdog. If it were a deterrent, I could go along that route. I could go along with the notion. Do you think it would be a deterrent? Would it be a deterrent to crime if, in fact, we put executions on pay-per-view? 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line. And our Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. I'm not unmindful of the texter's statement. These are still human beings created in God's own image. You don't make a public spectacle of their deaths. Not necessarily. I have no problem. First of all, they are human beings who are past the point of sympathy. You shouldn't be executing them if they are not past that point. If there's a sliver of doubt, then you shouldn't be executing them. If you're at that stage of the game, I don't care if we make a public spectacle of them as much as I care about the upside or the downside of putting those executions on public display. And I still like pay-per-view just because of the money that the state could presumably pull in. But there are two sides to that coin. If it is in any way a deterrent to crime, you tell me. Then I would say that's a good thing. If it was an activity, regardless of revenue raised, which tended to debase society, to turn us, as I said, into a high-tech version of the Roman Colosseum, then I'm open to that discussion. How do you feel about that? 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063. That they are still human beings, I must confess, from the texter's words, does not persuade me. If you reach the point where you're prepared to take their life, they're past that point. If you still have doubts, then the justice system should have anticipated that and said, well, we're not ready to execute them yet. If you reach the point where you're prepared to pull the plug on somebody, they should be beyond any concern about a public spectacle. But I am curious how you feel about the notion of whether or not that in and of itself would be a bad thing. Would it be a deterrent to crime? In that case, I'm for it. It would raise revenue, obviously. I'm for that. But do you think it would debase us? Would it turn us into the Roman Colosseum? I'm just curious. 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line. It strikes me as I'm open. I haven't formed an opinion here on this at the moment. I'm thinking about it. I can see either side of the argument I posed. Nathan is in Simpsonville tonight to give us his thoughts on that particular little dilemma. Hello, Nathan. I'm fine, sir. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm curious as to how you feel about this notion of putting executions on pay-per-view. Does that act as a deterrent to crime, or does it debase society?
Yeah, I agree with you that anyone being executed is past the point of sympathy and is pretty much subhuman, to be honest. But I also think it's pretty subhuman to be willing to watch that kind of thing and pay for it. That's like French Revolution era type thing, and things that we look back on in previous civilizations and societies and think it was disgusting, barbaric, and subhuman. So
yeah, I think you make a really telling argument. You make a telling argument, Nathan. It probably doesn't say much about the individual. I'll tell you frankly, once, depending on what the pay-per-view price was, I'd probably tune in just to see what it was like. My guess is that I probably wouldn't tune in again.
No, I don't think.
Yeah. All right. I think that's a very valid point. Does that cast aspersions on the individual who would pay for something like? Probably. Yeah. And as I say, I don't think many of us would do it repeatedly. Or if you did.
I don't either.
Yeah. If you did, I think that would say a lot about you. Okay, Nathan, that's a very good point. And it put that down in the negative column here. I agree with Nathan. All right. 1-800-347-1063. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Just in the context of this discussion about South Carolina running out of the appropriate legally mandated kill juice, what about the notion of executions per pay-per-view? I'll hear some more of your thoughts coming up here. Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean. The time now is 6:50. Okay, we got you covered here. It's 20 minutes past 6 o'clock, and we're rolling right along through this Monday rush hour, pre-Thanksgiving rush hour, and talking about a notion that I put forward sort of as a sidebar, if you will, to the discussion about capital punishment in general, putting executions on pay-per-view. Okay, Melissa calls in at 1-800-347-1063. She's got her cell phone out here. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, Jimbo. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Pretty good. I am calling about the death penalty, and I can't say that I'm for it or against it, either one. I know personally I would not want to watch it, but I remember when my grandfather, growing up, he had Alzheimer's from the time I was like 10 years old, but the one thing I remember about him is always talking about a public hanging that he witnessed when he was a little boy and how devastated it was when he had Alzheimer's, that was one of the things that he remembered, and he would cry about it, about how it affected him.
You know, I mean, death is not a pleasant thing, and some ways of dying are worse than others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it was just, I just remember that was one of the things that I remember about my grandfather, mm-hmm. from a little, you know, as being a little girl, is that he would talk about that and he would cry and just how it affected him as a child. And I don't think children at all should watch it. I don't think.
Well, no, certainly there should be. This is an adults only type of thing, even assuming it's a good idea. And I'm leaning now against my earlier enthusiasm. So I think that's a point that's well taken. Yeah, children certainly should not be watching such a thing. Thank you, Melissa, for your thoughts. Okay, 1-800-347-1063 to Dean. Calls in from Greenville tonight on the Bohannon version of Bobby Mack at 622. Hello, Dean.
Hey, Jimbo. How are you tonight?
I'm well, thank you.
Look, as far as the pay-per-view goes, about a decade back, there was a gentleman who wanted to have his execution put on pay-per-view, and the funds go towards the victim's family, but the Supreme Court struck it down. Hmm. But I'm in favor for it if the funds would go to the victim's family, and I'm kind of like you. I'd probably watch it once.
Yeah, you know, I can't imagine. And if I did watch it more than once, it would be a reflection, I think, on me, honestly, Dean. I really have to admit that it probably not such a great idea, I would agree. I don't agree with the earlier texter who offered the thought that it was these are human beings and the like. They have forfeited that as far as I'm concerned. But the effect on society, I suspect you would have less in the way of deterrence and more in the way of just pandering to our lowest common instinct. So, yeah.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. But there was also another situation where the state ran out of the execution drugs, and they, too, had an alternative form of execution. And the state, not the inmate, made the decision to use that alternative. And in this case, I believe the state of South Carolina should use that alternative form of execution.
Yeah.
It just makes common sense. If you don't have one, you use the other.
Yeah, I have to agree. There should be more than one. And again, it should not be something that is expensive, nor should it be something that is dependent on the whims of some pharmaceutical company somewhere. I mean,
no.
A hanging, this sort of thing, a gunshot. There are all kinds of ways, and I think that your points are well taken. Dean, I agree with your thoughts, and I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Let's go to Bill over in Rock Hill. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, and tempering my earlier enthusiasm for this notion of pay-per-view executions. Maybe not such a good idea.
Yeah, I'm in agreement there. I don't think it'd be a very good idea at all, simply because I haven't heard anybody bring up the aspect of people who are on death row possibly look at it as, I'm going to be made super famous now.
Oh, you know, that's a really good point. Go ahead,
so,
Bill. Yeah.
You know, just for that alone, I don't want these people who are on death row to be famous in any sort of way. I don't want their name to be remembered at all. They did something that was obviously horrible, and they don't need to be remembered for it.
No, you're right. And as bizarre a world as we live in, there are people out there absolutely who would get their jolly saying, "Hey, look at me. I'm terrible, but I'm famous and terrible."
That's right.
Yeah, that's a really good argument. I'm getting a lot of them tonight here, and I think that's good, Bill. I appreciate your thoughts very much, and thank you for sharing with us this evening. Okay, it's 6:26 now on the Bobby Mack Show, and Jim Bohannon here. We've heard some folks at the Ingalls Advantage talk line, and that's 1-800-347-1063. And over at the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Let's see what we got here. When we lived in Utah, if memory serves, you had a choice of being shot at a firing squad or without blindfold or hanged. And I totally feel sorry for the people that actually have to do the executions. But if you have someone that you're eligible for execution, putting them down quietly like a dog or a cat or treasured pet should not be part of the equation. Katie offering that thought. Utah does have such a choice. and being shot is one of them. I think hanged maybe the other option in Utah. Let's see here. I just wonder how much of a deterrent it would be for people to go out and commit a crime if they were to witness a public execution. Well, that was at the core of what I was thinking when I first brought that up. But the more I think about it, if you would do a capital crime in the first place, assume you're let's say you're in the public, and we're talking about whether or not there was a deterrent factor here, and nothing that you've been taught, nothing in your background of parents or church or school or whatever would deter you, that is to say, you are a potential capital crime felon. Would witnessing a public execution suddenly deter you? My suggestion would be probably not. If the notion of general morality was not sufficient to deter you, then why would this? It might actually inspire people. Hey, I'm a low-life loser, but I can go out, I'll be famous. Yeah, that is maybe the strongest argument I've heard. We got Toby over in Clinton tonight on the Bobby Mack Show. It's now 28 past 6 o'clock. Hi, Toby.
How about it? I say, I don't know who come up with the idea of wanting to have pay-per-view executions or anything.
Well, I was the one, so I'll take the blame for that, but go ahead.
Okay, because it really says something about, you know, us as a society wanting to watch something. Like, I mean, I believe that if you, like the Bible says, an eye for an eye, so if you do something wrong and you have to be put to death, you'd be put to death, but I wouldn't want to watch it. And another thing is, why is it so expensive to do this in the first place? I mean, I kind of figured they do one of the vet shows, give them a sedative, stop their heart, and then stick them in the ground. And another thing that would save money, I can understand you have an appeal, maybe once or twice, but let them stay in jail for 20 or 30 years before they execute them? Why does it take so long?
It doesn't take so long. Those are stupid lawyer tricks. Reasonable appeals have long since been exhausted. And I suggested earlier 2 years of up to three appeals, and I think that would be quite sufficient. But I think that you join, Toby, the overwhelming viewpoint that, yeah, this is a rather coarsening notion. And, yeah, I was the one who brought it up, but I'll be the one to withdraw it. I think after listening to your wisdom, folks, I'm with you. Back with more on The Bobby Mack Show, 629 Jimbo at 1063 WORD. And good to have you with us this afternoon. Glad that you were able to take part in the program today, and there's still time to do so. It's 21 now before the hour of 7 o'clock, so a bit of rush hour left here. We've been talking about executions and the fact that the state of South Carolina has run out of the kill juice that they are mandated to use, for which I still say the answer is to simply drop that as the method of execution. Don't be dependent on some blubbering pharmaceutical company out there that can't bring themselves to sell poisons like this to states which conduct executions. Go to hanging. I don't think that you'd be able to get the rope manufacturers to not provide enough rope. And as I said earlier, if that's all it takes, I've got rope in my basement. I'll personally drive it to Columbia, South Carolina. 1063 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. And yeah, I probably went a little overboard on this notion of pay-per-view here. Now, some of the thoughts here that have been put forward. I believe you assume that media companies would buy pay-per-view executions and sell advertising for them. I believe they would shun them. Oh, I don't think that, assuming that this arrangement occurred, that it would be a commercial enterprise on a commercial channel. No, this would be something along the lines of an HBO or a Showtime. In terms of saying that the channels would shun this, many would. But I'll guarantee you, if you have ever scanned through the cable offerings out there, don't tell me that there isn't a channel someplace that would do this. I would now concede that it's probably not a good idea. But having said that, that no one would do it, oh no, they would do it. But it would be in the true pay-per-view sense of the term. That is to say, there would be no commercials involved. You would plunk down your cash, and the channel would be yours, as big-time boxing is now done as well. 19 before 7 o'clock here. Let's see here. We still got old Sparky, says one texter. Old Sparky, there's a lot to be said for that. I know old Sparky has malfunctioned in some cases. And as I say, if you use old Sparky improperly, then you should probably consult the Butterball Turkey hotline. But here's a text for you. Hey, Jimbo, I heard someone say that they hope God let Sharon Tate escort Charles Manson to the gates of hell. Hope that came to pass, Donna. Well said. Well said. Let's see here. On pay-per-view executions, if the state can make money on them, do you trust our government to not start issuing more death penalties to generate more income? From Turbo. You'd have to have safeguards in place. We're not China. We're not a pack of low-life barbarians like the Chinese government where that happened. But you would obviously have to put in place safeguards because you never know where you will find people of the lowest order of public prostitutes out there. You'd have to keep that from happening. Okay. Here's another one, Jimbo. This is Scott in Spartanburg. If you want to see an execution, just go on the computer. You can see anything you want without having to pay for it. It wouldn't surprise me if someplace out there you could find something on YouTube or what have you that portrayed just this, an actual execution. Although, of course, if states decided to make money off of this, they would obviously ban direct visual coverage of what took place on anything but their pay-per-view channel. So, that covers, I guess, most of what the text liners out there have had to say. Yeah, I think you've caught me. And in point of fact, I would be the first to admit, I don't know that I have ever done a radio show of the thousands and thousands of shows that I've done over the years in which I have not walked away having learned something from the audience. And I did from you tonight. I got a little bit swept up in the emotions of the moment. And not with any concern for the inmate being executed. I haven't felt that at all. But in terms of just pandering to our lowest instincts, I think that that's a good reason why this should not be done. So, okay, you convinced me that that would not be the best course to follow. But again, I do hope that somebody in Colombia, in the state government, will bring about a change in the method of execution. We do not need to be dependent on some drug company deigning to sell us a specific type of poison. I think that executions should be by a method which is not ridden with pain. I mean, my earlier comments about painting a telephone on these people and letting the family of the victims dial them with an ice pick was not to be taken seriously. No, you should not do that. But I do believe that you should pick a method that is relatively quick, and you do it. And after you, my numbers, I think, are reasonable. You are allowed 2 years for up to 3 appeals. After that, you're executed. Okay, Jim Bohannon for Bobby Mack, and we'll continue here. The time now is 6:45. Here we are. There you are. And a chance to interface. A few more minutes here. It's up to 11 minutes now before 7 o'clock. And we'll be back to do it again tomorrow and then Wednesday. We got some special programs on Thanksgiving Day, but always, of course, worth it to tune in to 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Then I'll be back on Friday. And we'll have some more positive and uplifting things to look at. We'll cover the news of the day, of course, which is not always positive or uplifting. But we won't always be on the execution thing. I have some Thanksgiving material put aside here that we can talk about that it's kind of interesting. It's a great holiday when you stop and think about it, Thanksgiving. It really is. Think about the purpose of Thanksgiving. We're giving thanks. That's a pretty basic, fundamental, and I would hope for most people, obvious thing that we ought to do. Most of us have reasonably good lives. There are downsides to it, but we can all think of people who are in worse shape than we happen to be. So Thanksgiving is a mighty worthwhile activity. So we'll try to be somewhat more positive in our future discussions here. But I just had to unload on that that entire death penalty thing here in South Carolina. Let's see here. Jim, there's a site called the YNC on Google that has all the ISIS and drug cartel executions totally free. Well, now we know. Okay, here, let's see. What do we got here? Jim, I understand battery acid works 100% of the time. Yeah, probably so. Probably so. Boy, it's tough to read this text line sometimes, I got to tell you. A few people offering thoughts on what caliber of gun would work effectively. But back in the 50s or 60s, they showed an execution at the drive-in theaters. Really? Okay. Not aware of that here. In the 80s, I had a back fence neighbor. He had taken a tiller of to both back and front yards. He quit the cocaine the year before, was going through coffee by the pot. His wife had joined the Jehovah's Witnesses 6 months previously. 2 weeks into quitting smoking, he pulled up next to a police car and shot the wrong cop, a lookalike rookie with a wife 8 months pregnant. Last I heard, he had waived his appeals to get it over with quicker. Some people are better off smoking, I guess. I guess that is certainly true. In any event, the major story to me of this past day, we'll get back on tax reform, I'm sure, after the Thanksgiving break, but we're still smack dab in the middle of this election campaign in Alabama. And again, I have not heard anything definitive. 9 accusers now, 3 of them making accusations of a felony. That's not good. I cannot say that those women are all lying or that Roy Moore is lying. But I can say this, that I cannot abide another Democrat in the U.S. Congress doing things which I think is bad for the country. This is not here about honoring someone or about exalting them to a high status. The issue before the voters of Alabama is simply who will best represent our values and our views in Washington, D.C.? At least it ought to be the only reason for voting. And if you like Doug Moore because you're because you're a dyed-in-the-wool liberal and you really believe government is the answer to everything, well, then you ought to vote for Doug Jones because that's what you believe. But I don't think you should vote for him in some kind of a morality contest, because that's not what this is about. Regardless of what is or is not true, that's not the issue. The issue here is how will this individual vote between now and the next election in Alabama in 2020 for that Senate seat? And I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that Roy Moore would vote in a way that was designed to make me happier about my country and the direction my country was headed in. I don't agree with him on everything. I certainly am troubled by the charges that have been brought against him, but this is not a popularity contest or a vote to decide who is a magnificent human being. It is a vote about one of two people who will be casting votes in a very narrowly divided body that will have great impact on this country, impact on health care reform, impact on tax reform, impact on a host of issues. So if I were a voter in Alabama, I would not be thrilled with Roy Moore. I would not be thrilled with those who would automatically equate every Republican with what he is accused of having done. But I would still vote to select the person most likely to represent my viewpoint. So that is the message that I come from. Just as with Donald Trump, and there were many, many things about the Trump campaign that did not please me. He certainly was not my first choice for the Republican nomination. But when there were two people left, as there are in Alabama, where Roy Moore or Doug Jones will be the next U.S. Senator, we got down to two people left in the presidency last year, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Trump was certainly not my first choice, but Hillary Clinton was my last choice. So that, I think, is the lesson that we should derive from that. You are not selecting a nominee for sainthood when you go into the ballot box. Something you all might want to keep in mind in Spartanburg or Simpsonville, wherever else. We have local elections, I know, in a number of places, and I wasn't paying that close attention to what Ann Robards had to report. But that's something for you to keep in mind as well. They just had in Connecticut, by the way, a vote for a what amounts to a city council, small town. And the Republican incumbent kept his seat when the Democratic challenger tied that incumbent with 718 votes each. They agreed on a coin toss, which tells you a number of things. One, it should tell you that every vote counts. There are important issues in all these municipalities, and although this is an odd time to hold an election, but that's when it is. It's tomorrow. Vote. If you're a registered voter, vote. And if you're not a registered voter, but you could be, then register. Okay? This is Jim Bohannon, and I'll be filling in for Bob McLean this Thanksgiving week, and we'll look forward to talking with you again this coming day right here on 106.3 WORD. The time now, 3 before 7.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.